Okay, let's do the laws of prayer. We're just about finished. We have two more simonim, two more chapters. But this is chapter 126, Kuf Chavav. And this deals with the laws of din, the law of shliach tzibur sheta, if the one leading the services made a mistake. Uboi dalet sifim, and this has four subsections. So subsection Aleph, one. Shliach tzibur sheta, if a leader of the services who made a mistake, v'dileg achas mikol habrachas, he skipped one of the blessings. He was leading the services, he skips a blessing. When you remind him, you say, oh, you made a mistake. He knows to go back to the place, to the bracha that is skipped. Ein misalkin oisoy min hateva. We won't remove him from the amud, from the box, from leading the services. Elochayzer lemokim sheta, but rather he goes back to the spot where he made the mistake. Kimoy yachid atoya, the same as with an individual who makes a mistake, that you go back to the place that you made a mistake. The Torah. When you talk about when you take out another Torah, I know, just in general, yeah, you go to the spot. But in the davening, we said also, if you make a mistake, you always go back to the place you made a mistake. Or sometimes, you know, you get your mind gets distracted, then you start thinking about something else, and you're not sure where you're up to, whether you got confused. You go back to the spot that you know where you're stuck. However, there's a difference. Im dilek birchas aminim. If he skipped the blessing, which is against the heretics. Now over here we're afraid if he skips it, he may be a heretic and he may not want to be placing a curse upon himself. So then, misalkin oisa mehateva miyad, then you remove him immediately from the teva. Vein mamtin loy achias kiru. You don't wait, oh, remind him and say, oh, you just forgot a blessing. Kishemo nizrika by minus, because we worry that maybe in him a heretic has been thrown into him, which means his mind, he's sort of not believing. And maybe he doesn't want to curse himself, that's why he skipped his blessing, because that blessing has curses for those people, for the heretics. So maybe he doesn't want to curse himself. But nevertheless, so you will take him away from that prayer. You remove him immediately, but that's not a reason from being a shliach tzibur in the future. Mishum pam achas, for one time. Because we can also say that he made a mistake. So we're not going to remove him and say you're not fit to be a shliach tzibur. We're going to give him the benefit of the doubt, but we're not going to let him continue over there. We're not going to take any chances, and we're going to say, go. If you missed, leave. Don't continue. But if he started that blessing, but then he makes a mistake, then you don't remove him from the teva, because the assumption then is that he just made a mistake because he started saying the blessing. Same thing is if he skipped the beginning and he did say the beginning of the blessing, but he did conclude the end. Then you don't remove him. So as long you go back to the beginning of the blessing, as long you said some of the blessing, then we just attribute it to a regular mistake, not an intentional skipping it, not wanting to curse yourself. Same thing would be true, I guess, in their version. In our version, actually, we don't have that. But there was a version that says called Kofrim. Kofrim means those who deny God's existence. That means Kofrim. Malshinim means those who slander, you know, go to slanders. In our language, in our Siddur, we say Vela Malshinim. We call them minim. We don't use the word kofrim. But if he exchanges, instead of kofrim, use lamal shinim, ain misalkin oisay, then you would not remove him because in some places, that's the language, like our language is lamal shinim. So even if that shul, for example, in their sitter, they say vela kofrim, and he says lamal shinim, it's okay, because that doesn't necessarily mean anything. It just means that other people. He's just using the language that other people are saying. Yeah, what were you going to say?
When we say Aleinu, and we come to the part with Va'anachnu, and we pray,
yeah.
There's parentheses in our prayer book, in our scroll, those who bow to other gods.
Yeah. So we do both. We also say Mishtachvim Lehevel V'Larik. They add with Lehevel L'Larik meaning to vanity and to waste. They have extra words some in the Irish scrolls.
Some people skip it, but some people say it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. We're not up to there. Yeah, okay. Subsection 2. What happens is, Shlich Tzibur Shetov Ve'Neideh L'Achzeh L'Mkhaimeh. He made a mistake, a shliach leading service, but he can't go back to his place. Whatever, you know, he got confused. He can't continue that. What do you do? He's in the middle of davening. He's leading the services. Can't continue. Made a mistake. He can't go back to the place. Yavar achar tachtov. Then another person should take his place. V'lo yehi sarban ba'yis shoh. He should not be a refuser in that time. Commission is bar v'simen nun gimel, as explained in chapter 53. And over there it's in Sif Yutes, in subsection 19. Sometimes, he says, shouldn't be refused, which means like this. When a person is asked to go to lead the services, they shouldn't run normally to show, you want the honor, or you want to lead the services as if you're doing it. You should sort of play, you have to be asked again, like you got to play like you're not interested, and then you concede. So there's a process. It's actually, first you say, I'm not worthy, and then you say, maybe. And then, okay, and the third time, so you go. But sometime, it's not a time to be, and it also doesn't apply when there's not that many people. When it becomes a mockery, nobody, like in the yeshivas when we were students, everybody would refuse to lead the services, so it became like a problem, because nobody wants to go over, and everybody was playing refuser over there. But in certain cases, like in this case over here, he says, because you're in the middle of the services, it's not a time to be a refuser. And this time, somebody needs to go over because the guy is stuck, and he can't continue. It's not going to be honorable for Hashem to have this whole gap. So he says, don't be a refuser at that time. And you start from the beginning of the blessing that the one made a mistake. So you take over from that spot where he made the mistake. If the mistake was in the middle. It's not sufficient just like, let's say, middle of a blessing, he stopped, for you to start from that spot exactly within the blessing, in the middle of the blessing, just to continue in that spot. It's not sufficient. You can't split one blessing into two to have one person say a half a blessing and then the other say another half a blessing. That's why you got to go back to the beginning. And if it was a mistake in the first three blessings of the Amidah, as we learned, they're considered like one blessing, maschil, Baruch, then you go back to the beginning, to the first blessing. And in the last three blessings, Maschil ba'avoida, you start with avoida, which Ritzei, which is the beginning of the last three brachas. Because the first three are considered like one. Same thing is the latter three are considered like one. Question is Bar B'Simon Kuf Yudalid, as explained in subsection 114, over there in subsection 8. Subsection 3. Kol mokoim shayochid choizer umispalo. Any place in which an individual praying would have to re-pray again, shatz choizer umispalo. So then the shliach tzibur would also repeat the prayer. Im ta'okim oisei, if you made a similar mistake as the individual, kshim ispalo b'kol ram, when you're davening with a loud voice. Chutz mishachris shel Rosh Chodesh or shel Shabbos v'yontiv, with the exception of shachris of Rosh Chodesh. So on Rosh Chodesh, the leader of the services forgot to say Yalav v'yovo. He didn't say Yalav v'yovo. An individual who forgets Yalav v'yovo has to do the Amidah again on Rosh Chodesh. Or on Shabbos,
it's
the Yom Tov. Also Shabbos and Yom Tov, he made a mistake. She'im tosh liach tzibur v'lo hiskir shel Rosh Chodesh shel Shabbos v'Yom Tov. If he didn't mention Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos and Yom Tov in the Amida, we're not going to make him go back. That would be a trouble for the community to have to redo. Because you're still going to have the Musaf prayer is going to follow Shacharis. It's ahead of you. Over there you'll mention Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, Yom Tov, you can mention it. This only applies if you remember before you completed your prayer. Because then you would have to go back to the beginning. After you finish davening, you don't go back to the place you made a mistake. You have to start the whole amida again. That would be a trouble for the community to go do the repetition all over again. But if you remembered before you completed your davening, so you only have to get chayzer la'avoda, and then you have to rosh chodesh. If it's avoda, you go back to ritzei, and then you say yalav yavay over there. So that's not such a trouble. Or the bracha of Shabbos Yom Tov, or to the middle bracha of Shabbos Yom Tov, which you forgot to mention, she'em b'tarech tzibu kol kach, that does not constitute such a great trouble for the community. So in that case, you would go back. What happened to an individual? You didn't mention, you forgot to say Rosh Chodesh and Shacharis and Rosh Chodesh. And you remembered, even after you completed the davening, you do have to go back. Even though you're going to daven Musaf later on, so you're going to say Rosh Chodesh. But if you did not repeat your Shacharis until you already daven Musaf, and you don't have to go daven Shacharis again. So if you forgot Yalav Yovin and Shacharis, and then you daven Musaf, then you don't have to do Shacharis again. If you remember, because after the fact for an individual, we don't have to be more strict than Lechatchila for the community. Final Sif, the final Sif over here, Sif Dalet. What happens if the leader of the services makes a mistake when he's doing his quiet amida? So he missed Yalav Yovin for his quiet amida. You never will daven again quietly to a second time, because that would be a trouble for the community. But you can rely on the prayer that you're going to do out loud. That's going to be your prayer.
So you have like a second chance.
Yeah, he has a second. He's leading the services, so the second services will be the right way. What happened? The condition provided that he didn't make a mistake in the first three brachas. If you make a mistake in the first brachas, then you would make a like Yochid, just like the individual. Let's say you didn't say Mashiv Aruch Meirid Hageshem. You didn't say Meirid Atol. You didn't just say anything. You skipped. So then you would have to go back to the beginning. V'yesh makil na begin v'rishenus. Other people are lenient, even the first three brachas, not to go back for a shliach tzibur b'lachash. V'yesh lismach al divreim shlei niskar adachash rishnu tefilosei. And we can rely on them if he didn't remember until he finished the prayer, so you won't, even if it's in the three first brachas, you won't have to go back to the beginning because of the trouble of the tzibur. But if you remember before you completed, so going back for the tefillah slachash of the shliach tzibur to the beginning of the three brachas, there is not so much trouble, and therefore he should go back. Interesting, you see all these things that you don't want to trouble the community more, and making everything that it should take for the community.